Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Is your child or teenager struggling with health or mental health issues? What they're eating may be the cause. We'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, Are We Making Our Kids Sick? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family that you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, please don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And let's all remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Carol from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Carol writes, my son is 16 and has a serious case of IBS. And by that, I'm sure she means irritable bowel syndrome. He's on medication, but he still has serious symptoms. He is often late for school because he can't get out of the bathroom in the morning. He gets decent grades, B's and C's, but he could get straight A's if he wanted to. He usually has to pull his grades up at the end of the grading period and he settles for passing. He loves video gaming, and we limit his access, but it's a constant struggle to get him to do his work. He sees a therapist for anxiety, and I think it helps him. He likes his therapist and doesn't resist going. I know he should be eating better, but he's 16 and I can't control his eating. When I try to talk with him about it, he shuts me out. The problem is that he resists, sneaks, argues, and we can't get him to take better care of himself. And we can't get him to be more responsible. We're worried about him and don't know how to help him. What would you advise? Okay, well, thanks for your question, Carol, and it's an important one. I've worked with many families that sound just like yours over the past few years, so you are not alone. There are several issues here to discuss, so let's get at them. IBS, or irritable bowel syndrome, describes a long list of symptoms, and your son's serious diarrhea is for sure one of those. IBS describes the symptoms, and it doesn't designate the specific disease, but regardless, actively creating gut health is going to be vital to treating it. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. We can't rely on medicine or the medical community to make us happy or healthy. Happiness and health belong to us. And if we take responsibility for them, generally speaking, we'll do great. So, if your son has IBS and isn't taking responsibility for dealing with it, he's going to stay sick and likely get sicker. Our gut is where we get nutrition. Right? It's where we're protected from toxins. It's where our immune system lives. It's where serotonin originates. So a healthy gut is vital to our physical and mental health. Your son's IBS and anxiety may very well be related. And as long as he is suffering with these symptoms, his long-term health is at risk. It's screwing up his present, but his future could get worse. Now, some medical professionals believe that autoimmune disorders are related to poor gut health. So it's absolutely vital that healing his gut becomes a priority. But it doesn't sound like your son does take responsibility for his eating, for his schoolwork, or for his relationship with his parents. So while your son is struggling with IBS and related to that leaky gut syndrome, you are struggling with disempowered parent syndrome. Let's start with leaky gut, which deserves an explanation. That means that the foods your son eats has injured the gut lining in his intestine, that protective layer that keeps out the bad and lets in the good. The ratio of good bacteria in the gut, which supports healthy digestion, and bad bacteria, which interferes with digestion, are out of balance, and the bad bacteria are winning. This allows the gut lining to be permeated by toxins, and we get bad digestion, bad nutrition, and toxins that make us unhealthy and sick. That is leaky gut syndrome. Now, disempowered parent syndrome is when parents are in a control battle with their child, teenager, or young adult and feel helpless. And being in a control battle leads to, you probably never heard this before, parental burnout, leaving parents with fewer resources to effectively address critical issues with their kids. So what you want, Carol, and you are absolutely right to want it, is your son to own and take full responsibility for his schoolwork, own and take full responsibility for his health, and of course, that includes treating his IBS correctly and aggressively. And of course, you want him to own being in a positive relationship, being respectful when his parents engage with him. So, Carol, here is what we're going to need to do. You and your husband are going to have the talk with your son. Now, I've demonstrated this before, so regular listeners know this is the talk that resets the parent-teen relationship out of the control battle and empowers teens to take responsibility and move forward in a positive way. Of course, parents need to follow up the talk with accountability to the new standards outlined in the talk. Carol, your talk can go something like this, and for the purposes of this demonstration, I will call your son Nick. Here we go. Nick, you are truly an amazing kid. Everything you've put your mind to, you've succeeded at. All the way through your middle school years, you were a terrific athlete. Now, I know you've always said, and we agree, you weren't the top athlete, you weren't the top player, but you brought your full self to the practices and games, and you made a difference, and you were happier then. You played trumpet in the school band, and you guys sounded great. And when you volunteered at the kids' summer activities program this summer, the director couldn't say enough good things about you. And of course, you know your sister adores you. Those are just a few of the many, many wonderful things we could say, and perhaps even more importantly, regardless of what you are or aren't good at, we just love who you are. So Nick, the bottom line here is things have gone off track with you and us, and you aren't doing as well as you should as a 16-year-old young man. You haven't gotten out of the pattern of falling behind in school, and you're getting too old for your parents to monitor that and stay on top of your assignments. That needs to belong to you. I know gaming is compelling and calls to you, but either you can manage it and prioritize your schoolwork, or you shouldn't have it. The most serious issue right now is your IBS. Yes, you're mostly taking your medicine and it helps some, but your eating behavior is destructive and exacerbates your condition. I know when you're out with your friends, you want to eat what they eat, but you know, Angie, who has diabetes, she doesn't eat what all the other kids eat. If she did, she'd kill herself. Your situation is exactly the same as hers. Your stomach cramps and your diarrhea are symptoms of a disease, just like high blood sugar. That is a symptom of Angie's, of her diabetes. Your symptoms are your IBS. Your symptoms won't go away unless you address the cause, and you need to get on top of it and figure it out. Medicine is good, but you need to learn what you need to eat and what you absolutely must not eat, because that's the only way you're going to get better. We can't get this figured out for you. We can partner with you and get the experts involved. And when we know the right foods, we can get them and cook them. But it's your body and your health issue, and you need to be in charge of your health, not us. We have an appointment with a nutritionist who specializes in IBS, and with us supporting you, you're going to need to get this right. So, Nick, this is growing up time. If you want to keep the privilege of gaming, and I know you say that calms you down and you really, really need it, well, that's fine, but that belongs to you. If you want it, you're going to need to do these four things. Number one, get on top of and stay current with your assignments. There's no reason for you to have a missed or late assignment, ever. No excuses. We expect 90 minutes every night with no gaming or videos. Instead, you need to be working, organizing, reading, and studying. Don't tell us you don't have any homework or I finished it at school. There's plenty more to do with 90 minutes in order for you to do your best work. Number two, you need to find some recreational activity other than video games and engage in it regularly. It could be mountain biking. Get a group and start playing music together. Bird hunting with your uncle like you used to. It's up to you. But you need to find something other than gaming. You want a game? That's fine. But you need to have other things. Number three, you need to respond respectfully and cooperatively when we talk to you. No more just shutting us down. That's not going to work. Number four, you need to learn what you can and can't eat and make healthy choices. You need to get on the road to serious intestinal health. That has to belong to you, and it needs to start now. We will support you 100% in all of these things, and we know you can do it. You are fabulous. Get it, Carol? What's going on here? You need to be clear, strong, and positive, and that's the way you'll get your son's best. And that's the way you'll end disempowered parent syndrome. And that's how your son will end leaky gut syndrome. So parents, Carol is facing an issue with her son that represents an issue we are all facing, food in America. What we are eating and feeding our kids, it's a tough deal. It's tough because figuring out what is healthy and what isn't can be a moving target. But the bottom line is our kids are fatter and less healthy than they used to be. You know, I read a statistic recently that said a third of all teenagers eat at least one fast food meal a day. Oh my God. We sure as hell know that that isn't healthy. We know sugar isn't healthy and that chemical sugar substitutes aren't healthy. We know that vegetables are healthy and that we aren't eating enough of them. And by that, I don't mean French fries. In fact, our diet should be mostly vegetables. We also know that organic foods, they have fewer toxins and are better for us. But we're letting the agricultural industry dictate our eating habits, and it's making us sick. Jennifer Scribner is a nutritional therapy practitioner who wrote a book titled From Mac and Cheese to Veggie Please, How to Get Your Kid to Eat New Foods, End Picking Eating Forever, and Stay Sane in the Process. Well, her book is loaded with important information about how to switch eating habits in your home, including with picky eaters, especially picky eaters, and clearly she has faced every situation and kind of resistance to healthy eating, and she has an experienced and positive response to every one of them. And there's also a section on detoxifying your home with easy recipes for making your own personal care items, such as toothpaste. So you can go on Amazon and or her website and grab a copy of her book. I think it's very important that we start young. And her book sounds like it's more for younger kids, but if you read it, you'll see that you can apply it to any age group at any time. The sooner the better. The bottom line is, everything we put in or on our bodies matter. Loving and caring about our kids needs to include teaching them that what they eat, what they put in their bodies, what they put on their bodies will bring sickness or health. Well, thanks for tuning in, everyone, and thanks to you, Carol, for your very important question. And I'd like everyone to please remember, take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenteen Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.